All right, everybody. We are on to our last section. This is a pop quiz with Glenn West and David Albin. David graciously volunteered to help Glenn here. So I'll introduce Glenn to you guys. So Glenn West, he's a recently retired private equity and M&A partner. And he's been practicing for more than 45 years. And as I went through his bio and looking at his accomplishments, I stopped counting the top 10 best top list here, this city, this country, this century. He very, very, very well recognized and as a very great, really good advisor and deal maker. So I want you to give a warm welcome to Glenn and David to wrap up the last section here.
Thank you. All right, so we've had a lot of presentations the past 2 days on M&A and on the importance of knowing certain things about M&A. And so I thought we would end this session with a little pop quiz. That is not necessarily going to test your knowledge of what you learned in the last 2 days, although it might, but should test your knowledge of whether you know enough transactional lawyer law to actually practice transactional law, which is what you're doing when you're being an M&A lawyer. One of the things that will that should be clear to all of us that practice in the M&A space is that the courts have increasingly and consistently over the last 25, 30, 40, 50 years, made it clear that they're going to interpret contracts according to the words that are used in the contracts and the common meaning that those words have, period. And what you may have intended by those words don't make any difference. What matters is what they mean to a normal person reading those words, which is the judge. And so we're gonna have a little test here and we're gonna see how much we know. Let's just start up with a warm-up question, which is gonna be Texas-specific contract interpretation question. And whenever you talk about Texas-specific, you're usually thinking about the oil and gas space, which Texas invented a law that everybody uses across the country now, pretty much. So let's get started with the first question. So a deed written in 1924 reserves the following mineral interest in favor of the grantors. 1/2 of 1/8 of all minerals and mineral rights in said land are reserved to the grantors. Which of the following answers is the best interpretation of the meaning of this reservation under applicable Texas law? And for purposes of giving answers, I'm going to use David as a representative of the audience, and then I'm going to ask the audience to vote on whether or not David has given the correct answer. David Albin, who you met last time. So which of the following answers is the best interpretation of the meaning of this reservation under applicable Texas law? A, 1/16 of the mineral estate has been reserved to the grantors, and the remaining 15/16 passed to the grantees. B, 1/2 of the mineral estate was reserved and the remaining 1/2 passed to the grantees.
So Glenn, I don't pretend to be a Texas lawyer, but I do pretend that I was at least once really good at math, and the answer is A.
Should be A, right? That's what 1/2 of 1/8 of the mineral estate should mean is 1/16, and it should be pretty clear. The Texas Supreme Court and by the way, this answer is not new. Anybody that's been practicing oil and gas law would have known this. The Texas Supreme Court said the answer is B. And the answer is B because even though words mean what they mean, they mean what they mean in the context of what they meant when they were used. And in 1924, when people said 1/2 of 1/8 of the minerals, they were referring to what was common at that time was anybody that practiced oil and gas. When I first started practicing, I did that. There's something called the producer's 88 lease. The producer's 88 lease was a form that you got in stationery stores, and all the landmen used them. Land persons, I'm not sure existed back then, but the land persons used them.